I just wanted to say greetings to everybody, and I would like to thank everybody for tuning in. You know, the group energy is beautiful as usual, and it's exciting to, you know, gather again with our combined intention and faith. So tonight we are presenting Lightline, and I personally was very excited tonight just because there are so many people around the world and universe who will be celebrating Michael's mortal birthday as Jesus tomorrow. And, you know, I just want to say a brief word about that. You know, we take comfort in his light of love and the warmth of the spirit of truth, which he graciously pours out to all. We're grateful for Michael's teachings and guidance as we recall the amazing life he lived as Jesus on Urantia. And this life serves as an example, not only for us, but for all mortals of Michael's realm. And we allow that model pattern of creative living to elevate our own actions and decisions in all we do. By accepting the love our celestial parents have for us, we can be about the Father's business as we become conduits for his unconditional and divine love. So let us engage in the growth and creative molding of our very souls tonight as we improve our philosophy and stretch our creativity and imaginations and fill our hearts overflowing with love so that others we chance to meet in our day-to-day lives may draw this love from us and drink deeply of it. Our guest speaker tonight is Donna from the Center of Christ Consciousness, and she's currently on the road. We are grateful to have you with us, Donna. Thank you for your service and dedication. Go ahead. Take the floor.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. Just take a few moments to focus on your hearts, that sacred space within your being where you meet your divine parent, where your ability to love has a chance to blossom, fill you with deep peace and joy. Mother and Father, we're so grateful for your presence in our lives. You give us what we need to meet our daily challenges and obligations. You give us the spiritual food, and you deepen our ability to trust you as we go through our day-to-day experiences. So we open ourselves to you. We may continue to expand in your spiritual currents. The spirit of truth become a wider and open conduit of your love, Father. And that our agitated mind spirits are open to more of your presence, Mother. We crave that union with you and with that of our indwelling Father fragments. Open ourselves to you now, and thank you for sharing us your presence, your essence, your glory, and your love. Thank you so much. Good evening, my children. This is Michael. As my spirit of truth opens to you this evening in communion, I thank you for turning your hearts and eyes towards me tomorrow as you remember the life that I lived as one of you during my mortal sojourn on Urantia. My life was not easy. And yet, I did not let the everyday vicissitudes of living deter me from the Father's love. Your world is going through a very chaotic and turbulent time. And it is you, my children, who have awakened and have heard the call of my love within your hearts through the Spirit of Truth, that will help provide the foundation of life upon which the era of light and life can be built upon your rancha. This is no small undertaking. You will, at one point in your earthly career, look back as a most monumentous unfolding, and that you are alive at this time and participating will fill you with such nostalgia and joy as you look back on your mortal life. Tonight I am here to infuse more of my presence into you, to help you make greater gains in your spirit, to fill you with a deeper presence of my being, to accompany you as your world undergoes more thrilling changes. As you know, there are many currents of fear, animosity, greed, corruption, still rampant on your rancha. This is being outworked through many agencies, both human and celestial and divine. And it will require your patience and faith, courage and strength to continue to foster and conserve those ideals in your heart, that you may ride through this challenging time with greater composure and serenity. You have heard in your rancha text that few people live up to the faith they have living within them. And I am here to encourage you to let go. Let go more of what you have come to believe through the conditioning of your culture, and to be in your hearts more, where those faith currents can keep you anchored and tethered to me during this changing time. I am your father. I love you. You live in my love, and you grow strong in it. So open your hearts now to me, my children. I am, for all intents and purposes, living within you, and allow the breath of your mother to gently expand you through those circuits you know as the adjutants, that my spirit of truth may resound more deeply within your being and anchor you in my peace. Focus in your hearts and relax and receive. Drink deeply of my cup of peace, my gift to you. The circuits of light and life that are being birthed on your rancha are part of the great interlacing of energy that you have access to. And your teachers have encouraged you to practice stilling your mind over these many years. This is indeed the fundamental step in your spiritual development, to learn to listen within, to turn your focus within, and to become more attuned to that which you call your intuition. You can be guided within and be more assured of the steps you are taking. So many of you harbor doubts in your mind. My children have been so conditioned to believe and to think in certain patterns that these old patterns and these old ways are now breaking up. it is important that you remember to turn within when you are in those times of doubt or fear. Feel yourself slipping into old habits of negative thinking. When you do this, when you find yourself slipping, take a few moments to remember who you are, that you have a direct line to meet in the spirit of truth, and I will feed you when you open your heart to me. It is important for you to stay focused on the light, and only that which is positive, truthful, beautiful, and good. The outworking of the human mind to let go and to purge itself of these old habits is a very large undertaking. And yet the more you focus your heart, focus your thoughts on me, will your indwelling Father fragments be able to share new insights into your mind, inspire you with thrilling new ideas about the new world that is being birthed on your rancha each and every day. It is important for you to learn how to master your mind. The vehicle of life that you have been given is akin to driving a sophisticated instrument, to learning how to manage this. You all have so many delicate pieces of your psyches that it is time to become more familiar with. You can learn how to control and master the life vehicle that you now inhabit. Your indwelling Father fragment is designed to foster your ability to learn, to help you gain a greater control and mastery over yourself. This is something that I learned as I walked on earth as Jesus. And it is not something that came without effort and struggle, but it did come. And I was able to avail myself of my indwelling mystery monitor. And you likewise have that potential. Should you continue to hold those ideals of self-mastery and control high in your desires? It is time to lay down the old habits of the past. It's time to attune yourself more to my voice within you, and to that of your adjusters. You have so much help. You have so many celestial helpers at your disposal. Lay down these old habits of negative thinking and allow us to escort you into the light where the truth always shines and liberates your soul in creative new realms of expression. Since you will be remembering my day of birth on your rancha tomorrow, I would ask that you ponder these words and consider giving me a birthday present of making a commitment to yourself and to your Father fragments and to me. You will place a higher regard on controlling your thoughts and moving into the realm of desiring more rigorous self-mastery. This will aid you tremendously in your own daily lives and give you a greater ability to manifest what you need in your outer material realm. The ball will so magnetize you to be of more service to me and to your brothers and sisters, as you will have what you might call bandwidth of love to share with them, to grow into a deeper expression of fatherly love. to learn to move beyond the selfishness of the animal nature into the selflessness of the divine. So again, open your hearts and allow your mother and me to build you and that which you need to meet the challenges of these coming times. Drink deeply of my cup. Share my life. This time of change on Urantia is providing you with many new opportunities of service. Your brothers and sisters need your love. They need your compassion and understanding. They need to know where to turn. They need to know that it is in their hearts they will find me. And yet, so many continue to feel the pangs of pain, guilt, and shame. For the human heart has weathered a heavy storm, and the pain within the physical structure, painful memories, painful experiences, does weigh upon the human heart. It is important for you to grow in your ability to be attuned in your heart to my spirit of truth. Your heart signal can resonate with them and help them become attuned to the signals of love within their own beings, beyond the pain, beyond the shame that they feel, beyond their own negativity. There is a place of deep beauty, truth, joy. And yet they do not know where to find it because they are afraid or guilty. So it is in your hands, my children, to help them find that place, to teach them to listen within, to help them to find that place of forgiveness, teach them about forgiveness, not only by words, but by demonstration. So many times people will say unkind things, and they will lash out in anger or frustration now. And you must prepare yourselves to not take these attacks personally, but to know that they are coming from a place of great fear and disturbance. So the more you can grow in your ability to stay focused in your hearts and to master the thoughts that you think, you will continue to stabilize yourself in your emotional being and be able to help them feel those signals of peace that you emanate from your heart as your hearts grow stronger and bigger in your ability to transmit me and my love to my children. Feel your desire for this now. Let your hearts expand. Invite your mother to expand herself into you, reaching deep into those places of shadow within your being, where her light may penetrate, tie you more deeply into those circuits of the spirit of truth within. So as you celebrate day of my nativity on your rancho this coming weekend, remember the life that I lived among you. Remember that I developed myself in the Father's will. Give me the gift of your commitment to make every effort to deepen your commitment to self-mastery and control. There are many who are with you, who will help you. But but it is you who must make this commitment. And it will gladden my heart mightily with each and every one of you making this deeper pact with yourself to learn to keep your thoughts focused on love and goodness, to stay loving and forgiving and compassionate in those around you, demonstrate anger, fear, or despair. Do not give in to it. Do not let their negative thoughts pull you down to their level. Stay strong in your heart and send that signal of love into them to rise yourself above this. I am with you, and I will lift you. You must turn to me and make that commitment to yourself. This commitment burn brightly within your heart. It become a light so bright that will magnetize even greater spiritual energy to you. For it is your will to do the Father's will completely heal this world and your brothers and sisters. You have such a great potential to be of light, my children. You know not your own capacities, and yet each day you can grow by gaining control of the vehicles that you have and learning my ways each and every day. So imbibe us more now and let our spirits deepen within you. And now take a few moments to invite your body to open up to those particles of light. Have the capacity to penetrate each cell. These are the subatomic particles that are made up of the Father's love. These particles are a vibrating presence in your physical body. So allow your body to expand in this light. Feel your desire for these light particles to vibrate and infuse your physical substance with greater capacity. Allow your Father fragments to coordinate this activity through your desire to do the Father's will, to be in oneness, the energies of love within you and around you. The qualities and properties of light have a very healing property. And as your text talks about the movement of light and life of the planets, its evolutionary capacity, so too allow your body to be filled with light and life. And as you grow in this idea of gaining more control over your vehicle and self-mastery, allow yourself to imbibe this light that emanates from paradise. Breathe in this light each day. Drink this in and allow your Father fragments within you to have dominion in your body as well as your mind. It's time to allow the animal nature of your evolutionary expression to begin to recede into the past, to take up on yourself the mantle of your divinity, to become more infused with Father Consciousness. I will leave you now, for there is another who will speak to you. Tonight is not a night for questions, but for experience, and to ponder these words carefully in stillness with your indwelling Father fragment, to allow this experience to deepen within you, to lead you into new expressions of loveliness and radiance within your being. Be in my peace, my children, and rejoice with me this weekend in celebrating my life on your rancha. Live in my love and grow in my peace. Good evening. Good evening, my brethren. This is Manjaranson who speaks. Your Father Michael's presence within you is indeed growing stronger. Each and every day, you have more capacity to sense his presence within you, especially when you turn to him in stillness. This is an exciting time on your rancha, as more truth light fills the earth, begins to open up those places of shadow that have long kept this planet in its barbaric state. My message tonight with you will be brief, and that is to spend as much time as you can quieting your mind. This is not to say you have to spend countless hours in meditation, but learn how to be in stillness when you are engaged in outer life. The amount of help that you can receive is proportional to your ability to control and still your mind. And this does not mean that you must be devoid of thought, but it does suggest for you to turn your focus inward and to envision that there is a light within you. This light will be an environment for more truth and more love, to imprint its information within you, give you an ability to use words of encouragement and hope to your brothers and sisters, open your hearts to be magnetized to those energies of love that you can share with your brothers and sisters more readily and with more compassion. As you do this, know that there are many around you who will be guiding you and moving you into new opportunities to share our love. It is time for you all to be the ministers of Michael's love to your brothers and sisters. You have been prepared for many, many years, and you have made great strides. But yet we ask that you do as much as you can each day to stay focused on the positive, to be peaceful, demonstrate what you have learned. This is a true test. You might call it the acid test of spiritual living. It's not just about spiritual thinking, to be in those ideals, but to actually live them. You have been prepared for this time, and so it is now upon you. Your world will be seeing changes that will be beyond most people's ability to understand. Human comprehension of what is transpiring on this planet is still very basic, and primitive. Yes, there are those people who are more attuned to what is happening, but still they are few amongst the billions. So during this time, you can look at this as your most striking and magnificent hour if you choose to step up, take on the mantle of Michael. You are not doing this alone. Company of Heaven is behind you, and you only need to ask when you feel your mind slipping into some old habits and patterns, and you will receive what you need to keep you moving forward and to stay in the light. Ponder these words carefully and know that in the coming days, more help will be coming to you. If this is your desire to step up and serve in this capacity, I will leave you in the Father's love. Drink it in and know that you will never, never exceed that which comes from the Father, from his eternal well of love given to you at any moment's notice. Breathe in his love. Breathe in his mercy. And live in his peace. Good evening. Thank you so much, Mother and Father and Manjaranson, for these endowments this evening. We are very grateful for what you share with us. We pray that what you share with us does produce the fruits of the Spirit in our everyday lives with our brothers and sisters, that we can help this planet to heal, bring great peace to Urantia through our efforts and ministrations of your love. Thank you. Thank you, everyone who came on this call tonight. I hope it was a really good experience and you did experience more of Michael's love to help you through this time of great change. I'm really glad that I have the opportunity to serve you through the Center of Christ Consciousness. Thanks.